This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Survivors of the Club Q shooting testified in front of Congress Wednesday. It was part of a House committee hearing on the rise of anti-LGBTQ rhetoric and violence. Club Q bartender Michael Anderson thanked President Biden for pushing to reinstate a 90s ban on assault weapons.
Between 1994 and 2004, America's mass shooting incidents dropped dramatically. Following the expiration of the assault weapons ban, we now have an epidemic of domestic terrorism and violence.
Colorado Congresswoman Diana DeGette introduced a resolution Wednesday condemning the attack on Club Q and the recent rise in violence targeting the LGBTQ community. Two Colorado children have died of what's called Group A strep, according to the state health department. Group A strep are bacteria commonly found in the throat and on the skin. Most infections are mild, but occasionally it can be life-threatening. Both deaths were among young children from the Denver area. The state health department says 11 children have been hospitalized with Group A strep in the last 6 weeks. The death of two workers at an Xcel power plant in Pueblo earlier this year could have been prevented, according to an investigation. Investigators found Utah-based Savage Services failed to follow federal standards. The men died after a coal pile they were on shifted and buried them. The company was fined $300,000. There will soon be new inductees to the Colorado Music Hall of Fame. Big Head Todd and the Monsters and R&B singer Hazel Miller are the newest Hall of Fame honorees. Big Head Todd will celebrate the induction at the band's annual Red Rock show in June. Part of the proceeds of that show will go to the Hall of Fame's Musician Mental Wellness Initiative. Tickets go on sale tomorrow. It's cloudy along the Front Range today, turning sunnier for Friday and the weekend. This is CPR News and KRCC.